Hello everyone, Mary Rafferty here of Consensus Mediation. This BOO is going to talk about the importance of listening in the context of resolving conflict. Listening as an intervention in the context of conflict resolution can be really effective at many levels. In the first place, listening is very effective in helping to calm and de-escalate emotional upset and stress. Letting the person unburden their story of what happened can be a very effective way of reducing the emotional arousal. We often use the term vent, and in effect, having someone listen does have a ventilating effect in reducing the heat of the upset, hurt, and anger the person might be experiencing. Brain science postulates that neurons in the brain called mirror neurons may cause us to simulate the actions and emotions of those we observe. Authentic listening requires a calmness and centeredness in the listener, which then in turn can begin to have a similar effect on the speaker who is also observing this. So as a listener, we're modelling, as it were, a more effective state of mind for the speaker. We're also modelling for them a skill that might have contributed to the conflict in the first place, namely a lack of them perhaps really hearing and attempting to understand where the other person is coming from. Thirdly, brain science is also discovering that being aware of your emotions can help combat amygdala arousal, the amygdala being the part of the brain that reacts in fight or flight mode. So listening should also use the use of reflective questions and statements that focus on helping the speaker to identify and label the emotions they're experiencing. Reducing the emotional load that the speaker might be feeling is not just an end in itself. Rather, having a calming effect on the parts of the brain that are reacting to the situation, such as the limbic system, you then enable another part of the brain to kick into play, namely the prefrontal cortex. That's the rational and thinking part of the brain. It's only when a person is capable of thinking clearly rather than reacting that they can begin to engage in reasoning and problem solving, key aspects of conflict resolution. At a more obvious level, but one we often forget, listening to a person in an authentic and not judgmental manner is an experience that affirms and acknowledges them and what they have to say. And it is this gift of understanding and empathy that can play a key role in developing the trust and rapport that's essential to facilitating them towards solving and resolving rather than blaming and shaming. Thank you for listening.